This is JRS News. Coming up, Jamaica to benefit from axing of APD by 2015, Flexi Work Bill to be brought before Parliament next week, and Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan Green Paper being revised for resubmission to Cabinet. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox, and it must do by April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
All right. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. Jamaica is set to significantly benefit from several changes being made to the air passenger duty, the APD. The APD is a travel tax introduced by Britain in 1994. The tax, which is regularly increased, makes travel from UK to regions such as the Caribbean expensive. However, the changes which take effect in 2015 will see the axing of APD bands C and D for flights of more than 4,000 miles and all long-haul flights carrying the same lower band B tax rate. This means that persons traveling to the Caribbean will pay the same as if they were traveling to the United States. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill has welcomed the announcement, which was made by British Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne Wednesday. The introduction of flexi-week arrangements could soon be realized. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the flexi-work bill will be taken before Parliament next Tuesday.
It's a very dynamic piece of legislation. Really not making covering new ground as such, but making the adjustments to current regulations across different ministries that will enable us to have a more flexible working arrangement for workers and companies.
Minister Kelly was speaking during a tour of the Caribbean Cement Company in Rockford, St. Andrew, Wednesday. Flexi time allows the worker and employer to arrange the traditional 40-hour work week as best suits their needs. However, the workday should be capped at a maximum 12 hours, and overtime should be earned after 40 hours of work. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is revising the Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan Green Paper for resubmission to Cabinet. The policy was approved by Cabinet and tabled in the House in late 2013. It outlines the strategies that are expected to be implemented in Jamaica that will assist the country to effectively respond to the impacts and challenges associated with climate change. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, retired Lieutenant Colonel Oral Khan, says feedback from recent public consultations is being analyzed to determine the recommendations that can be included in the document.
The Ministry is now in the process of going through and analyzing these comments to see which ones we can embrace and how we can fit them into the policy document. Hopefully, it will be completed within this month.
Lieutenant Colonel Khan was speaking in an interview with GIS News. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, has received an ambulance to aid in the transportation of police personnel to medical facilities. Minister with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, says the vehicle was part of provisions of the 2010-2012 wage agreement between the government and the police.
It's going to be used and cared, and that those wounded policemen and women will be able to be transported back and forth in comfort and in good time to their various places where they seek medical attention.
Minister Daly was speaking at the handing over ceremony Tuesday. The vehicle will be attached to the JCF Convalescing Center in St. Elizabeth. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.